This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Gupta paid a courtesy call on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. During the interaction, the Governor shared his guidance on strengthening governance and service delivery across key sectors. He advised closer monitoring of developmental projects through the effective use of geospatial technologies, underscoring the need for transparency, timely execution, and evidence-based decision-making. The Governor emphasized the importance of enhancing productivity and competitiveness in both the manufacturing and service sectors. The Governor discussed the possibilities of exploring practical AI-driven solutions in governance and development while also stressing the continued scaling and effective utilization of India's digital public infrastructure to improve outcomes, expand access and strengthening citizen-centric services across the state. Deputy Chief Minister Chon Amin visited the Hump World War II Museum at Pasighat along with former Chief Minister Mukut Mithi and MLAs. In a social media post, he commended Mirbo MLA Okenthayeng for his initiative in establishing this World War II Museum, which preserves valuable artifacts including remnants of aircraft that crashed during the war. The CM Chon Amin informed that this year, during the International Pangso Pass Winter Festival, 80 years of World War II will be observed. He said during World War II, many tribal people of Arunachal Pradesh contributed as porters and supported the construction of the historic Ledo Road, and to honour the legacy, a World War II museum is also being constructed at Jairampur. Mr. Meen said that these efforts stand as a tribute to history and a reminder that the sacrifices made during World War II must never be forgotten. Arunachal Pradesh's Subi Tawa has been conferred with the Ramnath Goenka Sahitya Samman for Best Fiction 2025 for her acclaimed work Tales from the Dawnlit Mountains. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said the prestigious recognition by the New Indian Express Group is a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh and a significant milestone for contemporary literature from the Northeast. Composite license deeds were successfully executed for exploration of strategic graphite and vanadium mineral blocks at Depo in Papumpare, Fop in Kepenyor and Radhpur in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated the Department of Geology and Mining, Vedanta Limited, Oil India Limited and Orissa Metallic Private Limited for the important milestone. The CM further assured that the government remains committed to transparent, responsible and community-oriented mineral development for the long-term benefit of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. New Delhi police seized 19.23 grams of suspected heroin and arrested two accused following an information received regarding possession and peddling of suspected heroin at Nirjuli Village 1 on 2nd January 2026. The police team was led by Inspector Tadu Hasang, Officer in Charge PS Nirjuli, along with SI Gopal Tok and others under the supervision of Rishi Longdo, SDPO Nahalagan. A case has been registered under NDPS Act. Meanwhile, Dr. Neelam Nega, SPICR Nahalagan, appealed to the public, especially the youth, to stay away from drugs and cooperate with the police by sharing credible information to help build a drug-free society. Election Commission of India invites all citizens to download the ECI Net app and give their suggestions to improve the app by using the Submit a Suggestion tab on the app. Citizens can now give their suggestions till the 10th of January 2026. ECI Net app is a single, unified app for citizens, integrating the earlier 40 separate election-related applications and websites such as Voter Helpline app, C-Vigil, Saksham, Polling Trends, Voter Turnout app, Know Your Candidate app into one interface. The app can be downloaded on both Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inspected the nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the train is designed for overnight and long-haul journeys. The minister stated that the fully air-conditioned sleeper service will be flagged off in the second half of this month between Guwahati and Kolkata, marking a major upgrade in long-distance rail journeys under Indian Railways. He added that the Vande Bharat sleeper marks the next phase of India's semi-high-speed rail transformation, promising faster travel, better comfort and modern safety systems. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.